How about the third row? Oh yes, you back there.
Yes, why does my passport, why did I have to have a passport and where am I going for the future?
Hello, Elisa. It's nice to speak with you.
You've
done so much for so many people. I'm quite impressed and very grateful for you standing up and doing this. And I know it's a little hard for you to accept so much compliment and love and hugs, because you still just feel like a little woman who's struggling to understand. But through your understanding, the ripples you're creating are helping a lot of other people understand themselves as well. And you're grateful for it. But for your life, what you chose, if you were to come to my table, is that your sister? If the two of you, Laura, would have come to my table, I would have said, dear gentle little spirits, are you sure this is what you want? And of course, your sister would have been headstrong and told me, absolutely don't touch my plate, I'm leaving. And this is the same headstrong energy that you jumped into even as a baby. It didn't have to be learned through all your struggles, Laura. It's what you came into, a tiny little warrior, warrior-esque. And through that, you've learned so much with who are people. Who are people? You learn how to connect to anyone on the face of the earth, no matter what they look like, how they act, what their status is, where they came from, where they're headed. You know how to touch their hearts. The beauty about you, Laura, and I know you started the question, but Laura, is that you are not persuaded about what somebody else does. But the demons you keep in your back pocket no longer need to live there. You're reaching a moment in your life, the both of you, within the next 6 months, you'll have a completely different life. And how you choose to step further from that moment on will be your choices. But it no longer needs to be based on the patterns that you were taught as children.
Right.
It's an exciting moment. And I might suggest that you do something very cathartic. Be it write a book. Write your story and burn it. Journal it. Cathartic, give birth of that story that you just want out of your system so that you may take cleaner steps in life, and you'll have to relearn how to be. So find a life coach, find instructions, find a workshop, find books, something that will help fit the new you. That's like losing a bunch of weight and trying to wear your old jeans. It just doesn't work very well. You have to buy new jeans. So you're going to have to buy new characteristics and new personalities to fit in those holes from that cathartic release. So some of that bleeds over into Elisa, what you're picking. But on your plate, you try to balance your personal family life with the tragic of everything around you. So when you came to the table and asked for reincarnation, you said, okay, I'm going to have difficulty as a child, as my personal family, father, mother, units and things of that nature. I'm going to have difficulty in being who I want to be in a career, knowing that I want to help people. That's your overall drive, and it never was shaken down once.
Now, who are we talking about?
Elisa.
Elisa, okay.
That you wanted to help people. That was your main stagnant thread all the way through your life until the day you decide to leave this world. But you wanted to have a marriage and children to kind of be the band-aid and the protector for you. That motherhood that you could say, this is a safe place and a loving place to be in, and I want to hold on to this. But what occurred was that this tragic pattern that was taught to you kept repeating. And but the one thing you've held on to is this humanitarian thread that has never been cut nor damaged. All of a sudden, same as your sister, you have programmed, same with your other siblings, that there is this point in your life where those patterns are cut free, and you'll have to decide how much you want to release and what you want to hold on to. I think if you want to do anything, is you sit down in 6 months and then talk about it again, because it's a much more exciting moment than what you have now. Mostly in the end, you're branded the survivors. We all have our life paths that we survive from, be it a traffic accident or a bad relationship or a death in the family. But there are some of you who choose to come to life and experience nothing but hardship from day one, a lack of love, to find love elsewhere. And those are the survivors. I think it's most difficult for the humans that come back to life that have such a spiritual connection, because they remember the beyond so well, and then they look at the life they have now and can barely digest how important it is. I think some hugs would be very appropriate right now. If you want to reach out and hug, touch, support, move around, please don't stay so static in your chair. You follow your emotional lead. Say that it's not about you, it's about letting your son help other people. And you rarely talk about your whole story, though you do share quite a bit on your blog with your writing. But one day, you'll have the strength to sit up here just like this and share your story from head to toe. And we'll want to hear it. I love you.
I love you, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Your son is very proud of you.
They're like lemonade. They got lemons. And they opened their feet as well.
I shoot him away and go back and do it. So just for time's sake, we're going to continue, but please, it doesn't mean that you have to stifle down what you're feeling. Are we all pulling out tissues?